Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل لعبادي الذين آمنوا يقيموا الصلاة وينفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلال. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us a solution to a very big spiritual problem that many of us carry. Something that's deep-rooted. And the disease is so real that unless we deal with it head-on, it'll only continue to grow and devour us. This disease is the greed of worldly pleasure and worldly possessions. We desire more and more and more. There's an addiction to buying and purchasing things because we think that by purchasing more in our life, we will bring more comfort, and that more comfort will make this dunya into a jannah. Now, when you try to make something into something that it's not supposed to be, the chances of success are minimal. The dunya was never meant to be a jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to this world as ad-dunya darul mihna. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. The world is a field of planting your seed so that you may reap your fruit in the hereafter. This world is a test ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to, you know, to push yourself hard and exert yourself in worshiping Allah. In this world, you will be tested in terms of your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a place of luxury. And unfortunately, throughout history, the dunya has done an excellent job at fooling some of the greatest people, some of the most intelligent and smart people, people who otherwise wouldn't be fooled, have been fooled by the luxuries and pleasures of this dunya. And this is why Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala an, he would say, "O world," he would address the world directly, "I have given you 3 divorces and there no longer remains any relationship between the two of us." There's no longer any relationship. Be gone. Go far away. So in order to deal with this greed, there are many advices given in the Quran that are spread throughout the Quran. One of them can be found in this beautiful verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He encourages us to spend in His path. Go the other direction. Because when you get greedy and you become all possession-based, worldly, you start hoarding wealth and you desire less to spend and you care less for other people. Because you'd rather spend that money on yourself. Why should I give to someone that needs when I can just sit on this money and, you know, buy myself another whatever it is, buy myself another camera, go out and buy another laptop, go buy another cell phone. There's always something else that I can go and buy. So why should I give to other people? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to give. Now some people, when they give, their giving also becomes for worldly prestige. People see this person giving. And in order to save a person from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. That these are people who spend in the path of Allah secretly, in hiding, وَعَلَانِيَةً, and also publicly they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefit of spending publicly and being a little more open about it so people can see is that it may motivate another person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, الدال على الخير كفاعله, that one who guides someone to doing good is as the one who actually did the good. Today you might support a cause. And this happens to me all the time personally. I'll log on to Facebook and there will be a cause that's being supported and I'll see that someone that's dear to me, a friend of mine, has donated to that cause. And the fact that this friend of mine has donated to that cause then tells me that this cause must be noteworthy and praiseworthy. If this person is donating, then I should consider it too. And that starts off the whole effect. You inspire someone, they inspire someone, and before you know it, people are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alaniya, public spending, has its benefit. However, giving charity privately is a whole different league. Because whenever you do a deed privately, that deed will then testify on your behalf on the Day of Judgment that, Ya Allah, this person did me in secrecy, without anyone else knowing, because the deed was done for your sake and not for anyone else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, one of the people who will be granted shade on the Day of Judgment, and on that day there will be no other shade but the shade that Allah will give. One of those people that will be granted shade on that day, a person who spends. And when he spends, he gives with one hand without the other hand having any awareness or any knowledge at all. Just from one hand, and the other hand doesn't even know. It's just quickly done, quietly done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to spend in His cause, spend in His path. One thing that I want to talk about very briefly is that when people stop spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mindset, a very specific, poisonous, toxic mindset may find its footing in your heart and in your mind. And this is something we should watch out for and be very careful of. What is this that I speak of? It's the idea that, why should I give? It's my money. I spent so much time working and I was the one who earned it and it's in my account and it can't leave without my permission. So I don't want to give permission and my wealth is going to stay with me. The reason why this is so toxic, because where our belief was and should be that it is Allah who gives us rizq and we are just custodians of this wealth, We aren't people who created this wealth. It's not as if, you know, we were the cause or the sole reason for this wealth coming into our existence, coming into our life. So when a person begins to think that this wealth is all theirs and no one else has a right on it, and they forget that God gave it to them in the first place, they create a God-like complex. And this is very dangerous. This can actually potentially at some point, push you out of Islam too. Knowing where rizq came from, where did this rizq come from? Who gave this rizq to us? And understanding that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us this rizq in the first place, and it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can take this rizq back whenever He wishes. By giving charity and giving sadaqah in our life, we are the true beneficiaries. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us of so many virtues, so many of them, regarding someone who gives in the path of Allah. That a person who spends in the path of Allah, you give someone a garment to wear. For as long as that person wears the garment, the malaika are making dua for you. I mean, that's just amazing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the companions, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Save yourself from the fire of hell, even if it means spending a part of a date. Not a whole date, at least a part of it. But give something. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need your wealth. By thinking that if I don't give, the world is going to suffer, and by my giving, the world will recover, you're deluded once again, that God-like figure. When you're giving because Allah has told you to give, and that's our responsibility now, that we're going to give. I'm giving because it benefits me, because this sadaqah will testify on my behalf. I'm giving because this sadaqah will be a testimony of my sidq and iman, in my truthfulness that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer doesn't stop giving in difficult times, just as we don't stop praying in difficult times, because this is an ibadah like any other ibadah. Yes, it's connected to our means, but these means come from Allah and they leave by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we stop giving in our difficult times, then what iman and what truthfulness in our iman? What iman and what truthfulness in our iman? What trust? When a person gives in difficult times, they aren't just saying to Allah, I believe in you and I trust your promise. Your promise is that when a person gives, it won't decrease. When a person gives wealth, their wealth won't decrease. That's your promise. And my iman is that your promise is true. So when they give in times of difficulty, they're not just making this statement. That's a statement every person makes when they give charity. When you give in the time of difficulty, you're making the statement in a microphone and you're shouting it out loud so the angels in the heavens can also hear and attest to your iman. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with generosity and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who are truthful in their faith. And that Allah does not test us with the greed of the dunya, because many have fallen before us. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in our heart a love for the hereafter, a love for the fuqara, وحب المساكين. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, Ya Allah, grant me the love of the poor. Let them be a part of my life. Let them be a part of my dua. Let my heart yearn for them and pray for them too. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us all, grants us tawfiq, grants us generosity. May He grant His barakah in our rizq. May this Ramadan and the rest of the year be a testimony of the truthfulness in our faith. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.